I got to talk to Chael Sonnen. He's on the phone. Hello, Chael.
Hey, Chael.
Chael.
How are you guys?
We're good.
Good to talk to you again, man. We were just talking to people about their jobs. We got the best jobs and the worst jobs in the world. And there's the being a MMA fighter.
Best job in the world.
But, I mean, would people say best job or worst job? I mean, what do you think, Chael?
Well, it's one of the toughest jobs. I can tell you it's not a fun job, but... I don't know if there's such a thing as a worst job. I grew up, I got myself through college as a plumber. I was having to dig ditches and holes and get down there so the licensed plumbers could put the pipe in the ground. And that was hard work, but that's good, honest work. You know, you're getting a workout, you're swinging a pick and an axe, and you're breathing fresh air. I don't think there's such a thing as a bad job.
You're a plumber and you're breathing fresh air? It seems like you guys hardly ever got a breath of fresh air.
Well, I was outside a lot. I was in people's yards digging them up and
getting them prepped for that
and getting the lines ready. But I mean, I suppose you're right. I don't know if there's such a thing as a bad job.
So Chael Sonnen has snaked a drain. You snaked a drain or two in your day. All right. I knew it.
Chael, I want to congratulate you on winning, being the coach of the winning team on the Ultimate Fighter. That was a hell of a finale with Kelvin and Uriah going head to head with each other, and Kelvin pulling off the upset. Were you surprised by that?
Well, I didn't watch the fight, and I will never watch the fight. I had no interest in that match. I'm glad those guys are both safe. Look, those guys are both really, really, really good. Uriah Hall is as good as the hype, and he will be a world champion. The thing that was missed is so will Kelvin. Kelvin's never lost. He's 8-0. Only two guys have ever made it the distance with him. Uriah was one of them. And that fight will be looked back on in history. It's two of the best guys in the world that got matched up at a time before anybody knew they were the two best guys in the world. So those guys will both have awesome careers, and Uriah is ever bit as good as they said he was.
No, he really is. I mean, he tore through everybody on the season, and Kelvin, was just that. It seems like that quiet lion that really didn't get any hype. He was the one of the last ones picked on your team, and then he goes and wins the entire event. So I'm a huge fan of both guys. You did a great job, and congratulations on basically being the winning coach. Because as a coach, when I was watching the show. And, they say, it's Chael's controversial and he's a big talker and stuff. But it seems like you have a lot of heart. And when you were, like, befriending Jon Jones, as the other coach, you weren't talking crap on the show, very professional. That it's like, was there any plan to do that and get under Jon's skin? Like, basically, he doesn't know how to deal with you now because he expected something and you gave him something different.
I've never thought of it in any of those terms. I was a coach on that show, as was John. He did a great job. He coached a field of excellent, fine young men, not just talent-wise, but as human beings. I respected that. And the bottom line was, if John and I wanted it to be about us, then we should have had the courage to enter the tournament, but we didn't. We just had the courage to stand on the sidelines and yell instructions to the guys with the courage to enter the tournament. So, the Ultimate Fighter is the toughest tournament in all of sports. It's a 32-man bracket, and they fight until one guy is left standing, and he truly is the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, it's a great show. Yeah. It was great seeing you on that. And so now this is like the culmination where the coaches actually go head-to-head. If you're not familiar with the Ultimate Fighter shows, set in the 17th season, this is UFC 159, where Chael is going to face Jon Jones this Saturday at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. What are your thoughts going in? I mean, I think you're dangerous as hell. You're a big talker, and I think you might be under Jon Jones' skin. I'm on your side this time, Chael. I think you're going to do it.
What do you mean this time?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people aren't. I think Jon Jones is really, awesome. He's got like the Uriah kid we're talking about. And then you got Chael, who I think it's like the people aren't giving you enough credit going into this fight.
Are you considered an underdog, Chael?
I'm a big underdog according to the lines in Vegas.
I don't think so. I don't personally think so. I think that you're going to go in there and surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, what's the difference? You get a couple of rich guys that come in and put their money down on John, and that all of a sudden makes a guy an underdog. I mean, one guy is or isn't. It's a mathematical equation. It doesn't have anything to do with me running my fist into his face or something.
is the plan any different going up against him, or is it just going to be the same old? I mean, just get in there and put your fist through his face.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. My skills are my skills. I'm not going to change for him or anybody else. He's going to have to adapt to me. I'll have the higher pace. I'll be the one setting the tone. I'll be on the offense, and he'll be on the defense. And, you know, if he can get it done, if he can get through that, then God bless him. He deserves to, because I am ready to go.
Do you think it's going to go five rounds or end sooner?
You know, I really don't know. I prefer it go five rounds because I like to go home and watch myself on TV for longer.
That's so
good. That is awesome.
I'm going to get into a fist fight on Saturday night, and that's it. But it's a two-man sport. I can't control him. I suspect he'll fight hard as well. He's a good, durable guy. He's just not me.
Yeah, also, the other night, because we had Benson Henderson on the show, talked to him about when he was before his fight.
Yeah.
And you're doing your commentary, you know, in between
so
the fights.
So good at
and
that,
stuff.
Chael. You're so good at that.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously, I mean, is that something, I mean, did you, I mean, is that something you wanted to do? I mean, say this Ultimate Fighter thing, like being a sports commentator or having that natural ability, is that something you wanted to go into, entertainment or sports broadcasting?
Well, Heidi, that was a nice compliment. Thank you for telling me that you think I'm good at it. That's big, especially coming from you guys. You know, I don't know if it is or not. The way our industry keeps changing and the more opportunities that open up, there becomes these jobs and these positions that I never even thought of doing because I didn't know they were out there. I enjoy doing that. I enjoy having a great seat to the matches. I'm a big fan. I like going and watching. I like going and talking about them. It's a good fit, but I don't know. I don't know that that's a goal of mine, but I do enjoy it.
As far as longevity, though, I think, you know, whenever we're going to see you for a long time involved in the sport, and it's been anytime you're out here in Los Angeles, I'm sure you're in New Jersey right now, but anytime you're out in L.A., you got to stop in and hang out with us, Chael Sonnen. This Saturday, April 27th, going to be taking on John Jones for the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship. And
we'll be rooting for you,
yeah,
Chael.
I think my money's on Chael.
7 p.m., 10 in the East, and only on pay-per-view.
Thank you, man.
Thank you
good
so
luck.
Much, Chael.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
1-800-955-KLOS is the number. Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting night on Saturday. Other main card bouts, Michael Bisping versus Alan Belcher, Roy Nelson versus Chick Congo, Phil Davis versus Vinny Magalhaes. Magalhaes, I think that's how you say his last name. Jim Miller versus Pat Healy. So, I mean, my God. Yeah, invite people over, grill out, and watch fights. It'll be great. Yeah, Heidi's addicted now.
I totally love it.
And you're new to it. I mean, as far as, like, you know, the last couple fights, as we've talked to the fighters, you've actually got the pay-per-view.
Yeah, just because I felt like, well, we talked to that guy. I want to watch. And then you watch, and the Italian loves it. And we had
then you invite people over.
Yeah, where her sister's like, "Why? What are you watching?" We're like, "Come over, watch." She goes, "We're watching fighting." And I go, "Trust me." And then, of course, you know, for her, single girl, she's like, "Whoa."
Yeah, I've been watching for a while. So it's like, you know, whose house are we going to now? We're going to have it over here. And it always ends up becoming an event. So, yeah, definitely. Check out that if you're not familiar with it. UFC 159, Jones versus Sonnen.
You'll
this
love it.
Saturday, pay-per-view. All right. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.